At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a fabulous weekend. Steve Miggs, I know you live in an area that tends to enjoy fireworks a lot.
Yeah, it's like now like Starbucks. Every other corner, every corner is a fireworks stand.
Where I live, it's insane, Danny. There's quite a bit of firework action happening too, and they have been lighting them off in the neighborhood. Yeah. So I had to wear earplugs last night going to bed because I'm also the world's lightest sleeper, which drives my husband crazy because like I can hear the clock ticking in the other room, and I'm like, we got to take the batteries out of that thing. But there were fireworks just going off at like maybe 9:15 last night. I was like, this has got to stop.
It's already started in Puyallup, and we've learned now that our new pup Lucy, she's not a fan of fireworks. We've been on a great run since my old Lucy. Like we've had dogs that, I mean, they'll get a little startled every once in a while with like a little with the loud fireworks. But Lucy, like the minute, like you could set up like a little popper. She, woof, woof, woof. And I'm like, oh, great. This is going to be our weekend. This is going to be our week.
This is the week that you call your vet and you get the trazodone prescription for the dog and you load him up.
We're going to try not to drug our dog, but we're going to probably do what we have done in the past is just like go on a super long walk on 4th of July.
Get him all tired.
That way it's just like, I'm too tired for this crap. Yeah.
Well, don't light off any more fireworks in my neighborhood this weekend, okay, everyone? Or this week, I should say. Because people got to sleep.
Yeah, man. People don't care.
They don't care.
It's the season.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's Social Media Day, which I feel like is every day in 2025, right?
Every day, every minute, every hour.
What's the one social media page you can't live without? I mean, of course you can live without it, but what's your go-to?
I mean, I think I'm most addicted to Instagram, probably, and least addicted to X.
Yeah.
Facebook is somewhere in the middle.
Facebook is the one I'm probably least addicted to.
Yeah.
I do it just so that my family can see pictures.
Aww.
Like on the East Coast. So I don't, well, no, I'm doing it because I don't feel like texting them all the time. I'm like, oh no, you want to see a recital? Go to my Facebook
page.
Go
have a look.
Yeah. But I'm with you. Instagram brings me, if a social media page could bring me joy, it's that one because there's always some stupid post that I find very entertaining.
Hilarious reels.
Or a stupid fact about something so random. Like I saw it yesterday. This is the reason why I love Instagram. Somebody is now selling a deep-fried chicken sandwich, but not only is the chicken deep fried, but the actual bread is deep fried as well. And it's it looks like a heart attack, but it looks delicious.
I'm interested.
Danny, what's your go-to?
Oh, Instagram for sure. I can't not post a selfie every day.
I feel like none of us are TikTokers.
No.
It exists, but I just don't, like, I know we post on it, but I just, it's just not my cup of tea.
I've tried really hard to get into it. I just can't. Maybe it's because I'm old and out of touch.
Yeah, that could be. It's just like, I don't understand how this works. How come I can't find any of the messages? Hey, the Mariners, man, what a weekend. What a strange weekend. Every game against the Texas Rangers went to extra innings.
Crazy.
Thankfully, the Mariners won two of the three games, including yesterday, 6-4. Took 12 innings to happen. And also, shout out to Cal Raleigh. He's going to be doing the home run derby at the All-Star game. Big shock. The guy's leading the league in home runs with 32 home runs and just having a monster season so far. So it'll be fun to see him on the national stage.
Let's go, Mariners. There's an update on the absolutely terrible tragedy that was happening in Idaho yesterday. Two firefighters were shot and killed while responding to a fire. This is Cairo 7 News with the latest on the story.
Breaking news, a man believed to have shot and killed two firefighters in North Idaho today is now dead. The Kootenai County Sheriff's Office says that man started a brush fire this afternoon, then started shooting at responding.
That is just so insane that this is even like something that somebody would do.
A level of evil that I just can't wrap my head around.
Well, I know, I was spending all day yesterday, I'm like, these firefighters are there trying to save people's lives. Shut down. I mean, and now we're in that type of year where brush fires are happening, and this guy did it on purpose to lure them in.
Awful.
The sheriff says a third firefighter who was wounded is now out of surgery tonight and recovering. A tactical response team was later able to use cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area and then found a man's body with a gun nearby. The identity of the gunman has not been released. Investigators say he acted alone.
Terrible.
I'm glad that they found it because, I mean, to talk about terrifying because that fire is going to spread.
Oh, yeah.
Firefighters are going to be needed to stop that fire. And if this guy was still around, of course, that means that you have to bring law enforcement officials in to protect the firefighters.
Crazy.
Bonkers. As far as weather, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Okay. As far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 82 degrees today.
Get the sunscreen.
82, Danny. No. Get the shorts out. No. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix.
A singer that was just in town is in the news, and it's because of what he does in the bedroom.
Or what he doesn't do.
Bow, wow. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jelly Roll was just here last week with Post Malone. They played in the rain, and I don't know if you're familiar with who...
I've heard nothing but great things about the show, though. I was at a family dinner, and a couple of the people from my wife's side of the family went to the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, even if you're not a fan of Jelly Roll or Post Malone, you would have been blown away by the show.
The fireworks looked really awesome, too.
Yes.
So his wife is a gal named Bunny, Bunny XO, and apparently...
That's her birth-given name, right?
Yes, yeah, Bunny XO, yeah. Of course. She put a TikTok video out into the universe talking about proposing role play to Jelly Roll.
Okay.
And how did he react to it?
Is it called Jelly Roll Play?
Sorry. Good one, Steve.
I knew you'd like it.
I just told my husband that we could role play. And
absolutely not.
And I was like, because I go, I'm into it. And he goes, I'm not. And then what did you say after that?
I said, I did not work 10 years to get the marriage I want to spend a night acting like it's not the marriage I want. You know what I'm saying? I have worked hard to get the marriage I want. I'd like to keep it just how it is.
I respect the strategy there. He's like, I am not messing this up, man.
I love him. How do I ask this question then to you guys? Have you ever, I've never jelly rolled played. Have you guys ever, has Brad ever pretended to be Jelly Roll and pretend to be Bunny XO?
I will just say that I really like when Brad wears his tool belt. I don't care if he's hanging a picture or building a chicken coop. I'm a big fan of the tool belt.
Okay, but then my question, without getting raunchy, I'm not like looking to go down like that NC-17 conversation on this one, but do you have him then pretend to be a handyman or like
a handsy man?
I can't ask these questions.
Yes.
Does he have like a different name? Like, you know, like.
Oh, no. I can't really think if I've used a different
name. Mr. Woodcutter. He's coming over to fix your treehouse.
Help me with my pipes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, so you've never done any of like that, like full on, like where he's pretending to be something that he's not.
I mean, he's kind of pretending to be a construction man, but he only knows the basics, but in my fantasy world, he knows how to do it all.
Danny, have you ever had to pretend to be a construction worker?
No, he doesn't like construction workers, Steve.
Yeah, they're too loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a mess.
No, I mean,
they never take their shoes off when they're in the house.
Yeah, no, we've never gone like full on, like right. Like pretending to be completely something different.
Like put a wig on and pretend to be this person.
No,
yeah.
A wig.
Yeah,
you know who does put the wig on? Steve Miggs.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's always like, let me put this wig on and pretend to be something attractive.
I hope it's like one of those visors with like the spiky hair.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh. Well, what about you? Have you ever role played? If so, give us a call now and tell us about it without getting too graphic, of course.
No, I'm just fascinated by this. Like, I'm just curious, like, who are you pretending to be? How did it work out?
206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you have ever role played, call in now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we don't need any of the graphic details. We just want the basics. We want to know, what did you role play as? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne. If you have ever role played, call in now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we don't want the R-rated details.
We don't need them.
You can keep it clean. We just want to know maybe what did you role play as?
And I had a very strong feeling that a lot of people wouldn't call in because maybe they just want to stay anonymous about this, but the text lines have been on fire.
And if you want to contribute, 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text.
Someone just texted and said, I don't know if this counts, but after a Kiss show, we were both still wearing our face paint, and she decided to be a roadie that would do anything to get a chance with the star man.
Oh,
it was a pretty awesome night. She licked it up. And then we rocked and rolled all night long.
Steve, I know that probably gets your motor running right there.
Yeah, I need a minute. I am noticing, though, there are a few people that... It was Halloween. I feel like Halloween does lead to role-playing.
Oh, yeah, for
one
sure.
One person said, Halloween, my husband was Batman. I was Catwoman. We kept them on in the bedroom. He wouldn't stop talking in the Christian Bale voice. It kind of ruined it.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I think that would probably ruin it for me, too.
You like that, don't you?
Like, do you need a throat lozenge?
Another Halloween one. We dressed up as Star Wars characters once for Halloween. I was Darth Vader. She had me keep the helmet on and do my best James Earl Jones impression. We were drunk, and we still laugh about it to this day.
Was there a lightsaber?
I would imagine at least one.
206-803-ROCK. If you have ever role-played, call in now and tell us what you role-played as. Jessica from Bremerton, tell us your story.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Jessica?
Well, my husband and I, we are really into anime. And I told him I wanted a particular anime character. And I never expected him to do it. It's, you know, it was just a, hey, let's do it. It'd be fun. Well, one day he surprised me with it because I was sitting there and watching TV. And he comes out and I hear all of a sudden the theme song from one of the ending scenes. And him coming out dancing, dressed as this character, as the, and I couldn't stop laughing for like 10, 15 minutes.
I love that he had the entrance theme going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if anybody's listening, then, you know, they know anime, the, you know, the tune, you know, let's just say I was lost in paradise.
Oh. Wow. So did it eventually get you, you know, get you excited for role-playing a little more?
Well, I mean, I've done a character for him in the past, but we didn't actually, it was just the costume. I didn't have any showmanship.
So, oh wait, is this it right here?
What was that?
Is this the music right here?
Yes. Yeah, he came out swinging like Gojo. Oh, just.
He had the spiked hair going?
Yep.
Oh, Jessica, thank you. This
Jessica,
is
this putting you back in the mood? Yeah. Okay, maybe not.
Thanks, Jessica.
You rock, Jessica.
206-803-ROCK. If you have ever role-played, give us the not-so-R-rated details and just tell us what you role-played as.
Someone texted in and said, my wife and I once did a full-on pirate scenario. Eye patch, fake parrot, the whole thing. She kept calling me captain. It wasn't as hot as I thought it would be.
Oh, no. Oh, captain.
I feel like alcohol has to be involved with some of these.
Also, though, Jessica, talking about laughing, I feel like I would probably laugh in a lot of situations. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to hold it together.
Especially if he starts playing the music.
Oh, my God. So that's very elaborate.
My wife and I was once a pizza guy. She answered the door in a robe and said she didn't have any cash. The premise to most adult films, I feel.
Oh, no.
All right, how about this one? My wife is a college professor. And yes, we did do this teacher-student scenario.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, she gave you the old pop quiz, I bet, huh?
Oh, God. 206-803-ROCK is our number. We want to know if you ever role-played. What was the scenario? What were the details? Not the R-rated ones, but what did you role-play as?
Someone said, my girl and I, we once played bartender and regular. She actually made me cocktails while I vented about my fake job. Then we banged. Never did it again.
Oh my God, that's very cute.
But I love that there was like a full-on scenario.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it big.
Lean in.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Dave from Tacoma, what did you role play as?
Okay. Well, like I said, it's not really role play, but back in 1990, I was coming back from a business trip from Texas, flew into SeaTac, and my wife met me, surprised me, only wearing a long coat and lingerie and high heels, and her makeup and hair was all, you know, 1990s. So there you go.
Yes!
So, yeah, right at the airport, you know, right when you got off the plane, back when you could walk all the way up to the gate.
Wow. So did, I would imagine she had the coat closed, but did she say there's nothing
in
it?
Yeah.
Did she tell you what was underneath the coat, or did she wait until she could actually show it to you?
She wait until she could show me, yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think maybe she should have, you know, done a little flash in the airport, though.
Wow. Oh,
surprise.
For the TSA?
Yeah, of course.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to role play beating Steve Miggs? He seems to be almost unbeatable right now. 214 wins, 66 losses, and 51 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.